right before the break. He was just going to get into the, well, the topic of child bondage, pedophilia. IQ El Razuli, go ahead and take it away with that. That's boy, that's a showstopper at the beginning of the top of the hour. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Western civilization, with the Judeo-Christian Foundation, has attempted to rid society of its movement toward harming the weak in our cultures. But there's always cracks, and victims fall, and we have to protect them. I'll give you an example. There is practice of pederasty in, let's say, in Afghanistan. It happened while the Americans are there. It has been happening while the Russians were there. It has been happening for 1400 years. Children are molested in Afghanistan by the hierarchy, by the top level people, by men. The Defense Department knows about it, and they kept their mouth shut. And some officers who were literally aghast at what was happening and wanted to tell the American people what was happening were removed from office. This vile practice of pederasty, which is sex between an adult male and a boy, has been and still is practiced in Islam and is supported by the Quran and Hadith. Islamic law has no established, well, let's put it this way, Islamic law has so established it to the extent that the Islamic rule book specifies who should and should not be the object of a man's amorous attentions. The Quran Hadith on allowing boy rape, only pedophiles and their enablers believe this is consensual. I'll give you verses from the Quran. Al-Tur, chapter 52, verse 24. And they shall have boys, ghulman in Arabic, ghulman, who will walk around them, among them, as if they were hidden pearls. Now, what I'm describing is what the Quran is saying to the followers of Muhammad, who will end up in Muhammad's whorehouse version of paradise. It's not only the 72 virgins, ladies and gentlemen. It's not only women. The martyrs will also have the pleasures of young boys. Al-Waqi'ah, 56.22. And dark-eyed ones, hurun ayinan, the likes of hidden pearls. He's talking here now about women. The next verse, Al-Insan 76.19. And boys, never altering in age, wuldanun khaliduna, will circulate among them. Khalidun means will be forever young. You've got to remember, the 72 virgins are permanently virgins. That means even when the martyr has sex with them, they will be virgins again. And these boys, they are permanently young forever. So what do we have here? There are many more verses, tons of more verses, of similar meanings. So the Quran is telling the followers of Muhammad, the males, that they can have sex with women and they can have sex with boys. In the Sahih collection of Al-Bukhari, his book of marriage, Bukhari is saying, as for whom ever plays with a boy, if there is full penetration, then he should not marry his mother. What does it mean? When the male leader in Afghanistan, one of the military leaders or one of the political leaders, takes away a young child from a family and penetrates him, he cannot marry the mother. What does it mean? I have no idea. I don't know why Muhammad said it, why he put it in this context. The important thing is he's talking about penetration. 95%, it is, the figures are from Pakistan. 95% of Pakistani truck drivers have sex with boys. There is a group of young boys in Afghanistan called the Bacha Bazi. They are the dancing boys of Afghanistan. The twisted Islamic practice of pederasty, homosexual sex between boys and men. The Bacha Bazi mean boy play. That means playboy. In the sense, is a tradition found across Afghanistan where boys dress as women and perform sex. The boys can be as young as 10 years old. So what do we have? We have a belief system which is the exact opposite in every category you can possibly imagine. Judeo-Christianity. That is why the Muslim Brotherhood, for example, objects, and the United Nations, the 57 Muslim states of the United Nations object to allow freedom of women. Because there is no freedom of women in Islam. They object when you say you can't marry a girl lower than, they say, 17 or 16 years old. Because they allow in the Quran to marry a little girl up, even if she's 6 years old, but you can penetrate her when she's 9 years old. Why? That's what Muhammad did with Aisha. He so-called married her when she was 6, and he penetrated her when she was 9. And the Muslims also object when you don't have pederasty, because it's allowed in the Quran. Back to you, sir. It's disgusting subject, I know.
It sure is.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it is such a revolting subject.
But necessary to discuss because...
Yes.
And you know, I am amazed at the emails I get from Christians who admonish us for discussing this. To me, you know, that shows a cowardice on the part of the Christians. We need to confront this. We don't shirk from it. You know, we need to address this because the victims here are the children and Christians. If you don't wake up, if you don't get your head out of your collective asses, I said that. That's right. I said that. And I'm gonna get emails for saying that. But if you don't wake up and listen to Mr. IQ El Razuli and people like him, it will be our heads and not our butts that'll be on the chopping block. This is amazing. Is this what we're seeing, sir, with respect to the rapes in Sweden and such?
No, the rapes in Sweden, again, what I'm saying sounds outrageous, but it is not outrageous. Every male Muslim consider every female non-Muslim as a whore. Literally. And they rape them because they don't consider them as a human beings. You've got to understand the Muslim mind. You see, you cannot defeat an enemy if you don't understand his psychopathology or his psychology. If you don't understand your enemy's thinking, manner of thinking, you will never be able to defeat. That's it. It's very simple. It's not complicated. This is why for the last 60 years, the Russians failed, the Americans failed, the Europeans failed, and they continue to fail with Islam. Because they haven't figured out how evil Islam is. They haven't. And this is why they failed. And they will continue to fail. And the ones who will pay the price are the innocent citizens of America and the innocent citizens of Europe. So they rape women in all over Europe, and Sweden is one of the worst places, because they consider these women as whores. They're not Muslim women. They don't rape Muslim women, they rape Christian women. I hope I made myself clear.
Yeah, Mr. Razuli, I got a question back to the pedophilia aspect. You know, we've seen people like Brennan, the former head of the CIA, and others in high levels of government and Hollywood supporting and converting to Islam. Do you believe that is because the pedophilia aspect, or is there something more going on there?
Okay, I'll tell you what. I've been asked many times, both in many American interviews, why is it that in the prison systems, both in Europe and America, Muslims take over? Simple question. The priest goes there, he cannot convert very many people to Christianity. The imam goes there, he converts most of the prison people to Islam. Simple. Again, it's simple. Because to criminals, Islam is music to their ear. What do I mean by that? The criminal is there because he raped somebody, robbed somebody, or murdered somebody. But in Islam, he is given the right to rape, murder, and plunder anybody who is not a Muslim. That's 97% of Americans. I hope I make myself clear. I keep asking the question, do I make myself clear? I'm not being facetious. I'm trying to understand whether you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It is music to the ear of the criminal. Why? Because Muhammad, when he left Mecca, Hajara means he migrated. That's what's happening in Europe and America. The Muslims are migrating. That means invading. When he left Mecca to Medina, after 1.5 years, he became the head of the first organized crime syndicate in human history. Islam is a crime syndicate. Has been for 1400 years and will continue forever, for as long as Islam is existing. It's a crime syndicate. It allows every Muslim to plunder, rape, enslave, slaughter, murder non-Muslims. It's music to the ear of the criminal. So, the elite. How many elite change? Very few of them. But nonetheless, they cannot possibly have two brain cells of logic. They have no decency. No decent human being with two brain cells of logic would convert to Islam. It is impossible. I'm telling you now. Impossible. You have to be evil to convert to Islam. Sounds outrageous, doesn't it? But I tell you something, it's true. Not outrageous. Because it's the most evil belief system that has ever been insinuated into the human consciousness. Ever. And again I say, ladies and gentlemen, pick up some of $1.5 million or debate me. Prove me wrong.
I imagine that you're not too popular walking through the streets of the Middle East.
I would have thought 2 seconds what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Did you know 100% of all acts of terror in the world today against infidels are committed by Muslims, and only by Muslims? 100%, not 99.9. No, 100% of all acts of terror against infidels are committed only by Muslims. This is the peaceful Islam that Obama was talking about.
You know, if I can back up too, you said something earlier, and I wanted to just get your take on this. You had mentioned Benghazi in the context of Obama, and you know, you said something like if the what happened in Benghazi didn't convince people about Obama, nothing would, or something. I'm paraphrasing here. What did you mean by that in terms of Benghazi itself? I thought that was an interesting statement that you made.
I'll tell you what it means. Without Benghazi, there would have been no ISIS. Why? Because the fact that they killed or caused the death of Muammar al-Qaddafi, the leader of Libya, this is why ISIS became very dominant in North Africa. Muammar al-Qaddafi after he was attacked during Reagan, he said to the American government, here are the keys, I have no weapons of mass destruction. And since that day, till he was murdered, he had no weapons of mass destruction. Why did Hillary Clinton remove him? By the way, it's on YouTube if you want to figure it out. She was interviewed after he was murdered, and she said, we came, we saw, he died. And she was gloating. Why did she remove him? He had Libya under control. Saddam Hussein in my country had the whole of Iraq under control. True, he was a dictator. But show me democracy in a Muslim country. It doesn't exist. By the way, it existed in Turkey only when Turkey was secular under the military, up to a point. It was Kemal Atatürk who realized, he hated the Arabs, by the way, Kemal Atatürk. He hated Islam. Why? Because he knew that the caliphate, that the empire of the Turks collapsed because of Islam. So he turned Turkey into secular society. He forbade the hijab. He forbade all forms of Quranic extremism. And what do we have? We have Erdogan. We have Erdogan, who is he? He is 100% Islamist, 100% Sharia compliant, and now he wants to be Khalifa. So in answer to your questions, it is very, very difficult to fathom the human mind who will convert from Christianity to Islam, or from any belief system to Islam. It's got to be evil. Cannot be good.
IQ, while we're talking about the dictators in the Middle East that have been overthrown by the U.S. government and our U.S. policy, any thoughts on what's going on in Syria?
Yeah. What I don't like at the moment, I mean, I love Donald Trump. I love what he said. He said, secure the border, bring back economy, bring back jobs, all these things. I love these. But for him to jump to the conclusion that it was Assad who used chemical weapons is wrong. Why? Muslims, and it has been proven in the war between the Israelis and in Gaza, that was only 4 or 5 years ago, will always use human shields. They use their own women, they will use their own children, they will use the hospitals, they will use the everything civilian to defend the jihadis. It's the exact opposite of what the Israelis do. The army defends the civilians in here with Islam. They use the human shield. Now, it is not impossible that the attack was against a locality, and when it exploded, all the ammunition and the gas weapons were there, and they exploded. They didn't know they had gas warfare weapons there. Because it is inconceivable for Assad, when everybody is looking at him, and when he's having the advantage, to use a chemical weapon. There is no reason for him to use a chemical weapon. And 4 years ago, when he was accused of using chemical weapons, the investigation proved it was the other side who used it, to blame it on him. It's that simple. America must not interfere in Syria. America, if Donald Trump was to interfere in Syria, he's going to make the same mistake as Obama. He will make a threat and he will not follow it. Or if he follows it, we'll have a war. A war with whom? Not with Syria. A war with Russia. America must not interfere in Syria. America should talk with Russia. Donald Trump must talk to Putin. Donald Trump and Putin must meet. Donald Trump and China are meeting. Donald Trump and China, Donald Trump and Putin, Russia, China, and America together will be able to defeat Islam. Individually, you will never defeat Islam. Never. Not now, not ever. Not China alone, not Russia alone, not America alone. Cannot be done.
You know, what I was seeing, and I know Joe had done a lot of research on this, but I like what you said, but what I'm seeing here is when something like this happens, when a chemical weapon attack happens, or a chemical attack happens, my question is, who benefits? And I can see no benefit to Assad at all.
Exactly. Always find out. What you said is perfect. Who benefits? He doesn't benefit anything. He doesn't need to kill 57 people. It will not make any advantage to him, especially if they're civilians, and especially if they're children. None. But for the opposition, yes, 100% benefit. So don't jump to conclusions. And especially with the media in America. They want war. I don't know why they want war. You know who will die in the war? Not the news media. Americans.
I agree. And you've done, your assessments on this are 100%. And folks, I've been listening to our guest, Mr. IQ El Razuli, for a number of years. I have never, ever, not one time, found him to overstate anything or even be incorrect on these kinds of subjects. So I would recommend, I highly recommend his website, which is linked off of Hagmann Report, his books. Support this man. I'm a big proponent of this man. We are going to blow past the bottom of the hour break to give you the most maximum time. And I want to thank the networks for doing that. Thank you, Global Star Radio Network, for allowing us to do that and for stepping in. So the and one more thing about Syria that I saw, sir, was we were looking at this. We're talking about this before the show. Russia and, to a lesser extent, the United States military. Russia in particular, I shouldn't say United States, Russia and Assad's army have been very, very effective at hitting ISIS and pushing ISIS back in Syria. So the timing as well of this chemical attack seems very suspect to me as well. So
you're right. Absolutely right. For years, Obama didn't do anything in Syria. He sends rockets and missiles while trucks were going all the way to Turkey with making millions of dollars to the ISIS until the Russians went in and destroyed them. How is it possible, Mr. Hagmann, how is it conceivable that the United States of America in 4 years was able to defeat the might of Imperial Japan and the might of Germany, Nazi Germany? And yet, for 7 years or 8 years or 10 years, they haven't been able to defeat a few tens of thousands of ISIS. How is that possible? How is that conceivable? Unless there is collusion.
Absolutely. As we are talking, Joe just brought this up, and I don't know whether you have seen this or not, but the United States launches missiles at Syrian base.
50 Tomahawk missiles.
50?
At an air base.
50 Tomahawk missiles have been launched by the United States against Syria just now.
That's a mistake.
Yep.
That's a huge mistake, believe me. That's a huge mistake. Because if Russians die, how do you think Putin will react?
Yeah, there's Russians all over there.
Exactly. So we have collateral damage here. Look what happened between Turkey and Russia for one aircraft. What is the advantage to America to interfere? Zero. None. It's a mistake. If it's true, it's a mistake. In my not so humble opinion, it's a mistake.
And it contradicts everything that Trump was saying about Syria, from the 2013 gas attack to Obama to what he said in his campaign.
Yes, but that's what he was elected not to be interfering.
Exactly.
But he is following the same steps, unfortunately. You know, you have McMaster. His two advisors, one in the Defense Department, one in the intelligence, they talk about Islam as if the terrorists are not Muslims. huge, huge, dangerous mistake. Again. Again, I repeat, sorry, again I repeat, if you do not understand your enemy's mind, you will never defeat it. Never.
It's true. The Art of War by Sun Tzu.
Yes, it's simple. It's simple. Muhammad said 1400 years ago, war is deception. He should know. He did it all his life. Deception. War is deception.
Yes.
That's the art of war.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, what do you see? I know we've discussed this, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but now having the 50 Tomahawk missiles, apparently they were aimed at an air base. I don't quite understand how you can, or intended for a single target.
There's some stuff yet to be seen with this, but it's John, who was on with us the first hour, he sent me a text saying as much, and I looked on the Drudge, and there's a few reports, and he keeps sending me different links, so it's not just one source.
No, this is confirmed through NBC, CBS, AP, and, well, if you believe all them, but NRT, not reporting on this. What would you expect, IQ, the result or the consequence? I know you don't have a crystal ball. What would you expect from this now?
Well, I'll give you an example. Supposing the Syrian Air Force will attack now any aircraft carrier.
Mm, yeah.
Who's going to say they have no right? Syria is a sovereign state. Assad is still the president of Syria, irrespective of how much you hate him. It's a sovereign state. That was an attack. That's an act of war, by the way. America committed an act of war. Against whom? Syria was never part of the American sphere of influence, never. Syria was always either part of the Soviet Union or Russia. Why is America interfering? I support America 99% of the time. But that doesn't mean I support America when they do something wrong. No way. I'm not going to do that. No way. This is wrong. And there is no advantage, none whatsoever. And if Trump is thinking he's making a gesture towards North Korea, you know what the easiest way about North Korea? Next time North Korea shoots a missile, shoot it down.
Sure.
Then he will know not ever to do it again. And if he shoots again, shoot it down again. You don't need to go to war. It's in international space. Shoot it down. This what if it's true, I'm not saying it's not true, and because my mind is boggling now. Why would Trump do that? Who is he impressing? The Chinese?
Yeah.
America must talk to Putin. Russia is not the enemy of the United States, no matter what the news media are telling you. Russians love America. Russians. I'm talking about the ordinary men and women. They emulate America. They would love to be all of them in America. Russia is not the enemy. Obama was the enemy of Russia. He encroached upon Russia. Why did Putin invade the eastern part of Ukraine and the Crimea? Why? Because under Obama, they removed a prime minister of the Ukraine who supported Putin. This is not conspiracy theory. This is a fact. It's a reality. It's a reality. And yet they expect Putin to stay and do nothing. Putin is a nationalist, by the way. 100% Russian, born again Russian Orthodox nationalist. Why do I say born again Russian Orthodox? Because his relationship with Kirill, the patriarch of Russian Orthodoxy, is literally one-on-one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but it's true. He's not a communist. He grew up, his mother used to take him to church, irrespective that his father was a communist leader in the intelligence service. It had nothing to do with it. He grew up with Christianity in his blood. He's not a Catholic, he's not a Protestant, he's a Russian Orthodox, but he's a Christian. Russia and America must work together, not fight with each other. Because the only people, look, Russia has enemy called Islam. China has enemy called Islam. America has the same enemy called Islam. India has the same enemy called Islam. The whole world has the same enemy called Islam. Only Islam, common denominator.
It's true. Yes. Yes. And to see this maneuver now, it to me, and you're right, IQ. I mean, this is a horrendous mistake. And
I'm astounded. I really am shocked. I'm shocked. I'm sorry.
Well, you got further reports that saying that it's a runway and a chemical weapons storage facility at an airport.
Well, if it's a chemical weapons storage facility, why did they blow it up?
Yeah, that's. I mean, and we were going over reports in the beginning of the show of how.
That's a good point.
The Obama administration praised and touted their Syrian policy that all the Syrian chemical weapons were destroyed. So, according to Obama and his press secretary, and. A lot of his other minions, they were, and John Kerry, they were running around saying that they destroyed 100% of the chemical weapons without having to get into a fight with Syria. But we know that's not true.
I'll tell you something. Everybody tells me that the FBI knows this, that CIA knows that, but do you know what? If you literally are unbiased and logical, the CIA and the intelligence services of the United States of America failed again and again and again and again. For the last 6 years or more. They failed when they underestimated, when America had the atom bomb. They underestimated how many years the Chinese would have it. They underestimated how many years the Russians would have it. They underestimated how many years the Indians and the Pakistanis have it. They are underestimating how many years it would take for the Iranians to have it. Always wrong. Always wrong. Hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars wasted. I'm not kidding with you. In 2010, when I was being interviewed after the so-called Muslim Arab Spring, I said it will never end in democracy. The Muslim Brotherhood will take over. And that is exactly what happened. And what do I have? I have a computer worth $750. But I have knowledge. They don't have any knowledge. I don't care how many spy satellites they have. Without knowledge of your enemy, you are not going to win. I don't care how many satellites you have.
It's a good point. And a very, very humble perspective. That's a very good point. Without knowledge of your enemy, you're not going to win. And, it doesn't matter how many eyes in the sky you've got. It's the tactics that count. It's the knowledge of the enemy, I should say, that counts.
Absolutely.
My word.
And it's so simple. I promise you, life is simple. Humans make it complicated.
Yes.
Humans, only humans make it complicated. And yet it's simple. It's either this or that. Very few shades in between. Either you are evil or you are good. How evil you are is irrelevant. You are either evil or you are good.
That's right.
It's only sun, light, or darkness. That's it. Binary. Everything in the universe is binary. Up, down, left, right, good, evil, black, white. Binary. The others are shades.
It's interesting you use that term binary because everything is anti-binary now. It's more than binary, especially when it comes to the social norms and the sexual norms. But you're right, and there is no, folks, there's no gray area, at least not between good and evil. It's either good or evil, and you're right, light or dark. You're 100% accurate.
We are communicating now. Everything we are communicating, whether we're talking with each other or the screen, is binary.
That's right.
Zero or one. All the all the internet is working on zero and one, zero or one, nothing else.
Yep.
Trillions, quadrillions of zeros and ones going through. That's how it's working, binary.
And it's very, how simple is that?
It is simple. Life is simple. We complicate it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, IQ, I'll tell you what, I want to turn the program over to you. I know it's late where you are. I know it's, I know you've been doing radio. You've had radio shows before our interview. Here in the next 15 minutes, you just take us where you want to take us. And,
I would like to discuss Muhammad and Satanism.
All right.
Those who have not read Muhammad Quran would not know that it is full of stories about demons, jinns, and Satan or Satan. Readers should be made aware from the very outset that the whole of the first five books of the Bible, there is not a single mention of Satan, devil, jinn, iblis, afrit, or any other adversary to mighty God. Muhammad Quran is the only scripture that considers the conclaves of demons, devils, and Satans as creatures conducting a parallel existence to human race with specific intent of misguiding humanity and leading them to hell. It's the only scripture. All of these creatures are used by Muhammad in his Quran as fall guys and scapegoats upon whom the Muslims can throw the blame for their own failures, their lapses, their immorality, their misconduct, their inadequacies, their stupidities, and their misdeeds. Even in modern times, Muslims rarely, if ever, take any responsibility for their actions. They invariably blame other entities of Satanism, such as Western imperialism, Christians, Jews, Zionists, Hindus, Buddhists, the USA, the unbelievers, Kuffar, always somebody else. These symptoms are part and parcel of the Muslim cult belief system, from which it is almost impossible to escape, as shall be conclusively demonstrated in the following verses from Muhammad's Quran. They speak about the jinn, J-I-N-N. The jinn pre-existed Muhammad. According to pagan Arabian mythology, they were creatures or spirits of vanished ancient peoples who acted during the night and disappeared with the first light of dawn. They could make themselves invisible or change shape into animals at will. These spirits, by the way, were commonly believed to be responsible for the diseases of manias and lunacy. Pre-Islamic pagan Arabs feared them. The word majnun, from Arabic of course, meaning mad, is derived from jinn. Genie, G-E-N-I-E, is an Anglicization of the original Arabic of the jinn. Pre-Islamic pagan Arabs had really great fear from them. Muhammad very conveniently Islamized them. That means he incorporated them in his Quran, like almost everything from pagan Arabian religion. So, in his Quran, he incorporated, similar to the devils and demons, and in chapters number 72 called Surat al-Jinn. So you have a chapter completely called a jinn, which are the devils or demons. Now, in chapter 15, Al-Hijr, verse 27, it says, and the jinn race, he's talking about a race, we, Allah, had created before from fire and a scorching wind. So according to the Quran, the jinn were also created by Allah, not only mankind. Allah presumably created the jinn race before the human race. Of course, the original story in the Bible does not mention anything about jinn. because they actually belong to the mythology of Muhammad and his pagan Arabs. In Al-Ahqaf, chapter 46, verse 30, the Quran says, we, jinn, or demons, we have heard a book revealed after Moses, confirming what came before it. It guides to the truth and to a straight path. He's talking about the Quran. That the Quran was revealed after Moses, and it tells the truth. And they are the jinn, they are the demons. I can recite more and more verses to do with the jinn. But what we are discussing here is a mindset of a people of 1,500 million Muslims who have been deceived by a single human being called Muhammad, who pretended that he received revelations from a God called Allah through an angel called Gabriel. But nobody revealed anything to him. He created every single verse in the Quran. Every single one of them. So Satan's, Muhammad, and the Quran, and Allah, and Gabriel are one and the same. All of them are the voiceover of the ventriloquist called Muhammad. All of them. Back to you, sir.
That's an amazing presentation. I did not know the origin of genie. And you made it very clear.
It's jinn.
Okay.
It's from the jinn. I mean, look, it is beyond human comprehension, especially of decent Judeo-Christians, even if they are pagans. It's beyond human comprehension to realize how evil Islam is. It is beyond. And it is evil.
Indeed it is. And my final, I suppose, closing question to you, IQ, is, do you believe the globalists, or whoever, the people running things, the elite, the people that will never be affected necessarily directly by war, has Islam been weaponized? Because it can be weaponized. I mean, first of all, has Islam been weaponized for the purpose of, creating... Well, has Islam been weaponized?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you see, like the creation that the humans create, Frankenstein, it will turn against them. If the people who weaponize Islam will think that they will be able to control the Muslims, big mistake. We never. The Muslims will take over because they are more evil than they are. It's very simple. Again, I'm telling you, it's very simple. They're creating, or they have created, a Frankenstein monster. But this is not a zombie. This is a thinking, human Frankenstein monster. With 1,500 million human beings. With weapons of mass destruction. With unlimited wealth. Yes. They will lose. Humanity will lose. And we'll have dark ages. Forever.
Wow.
If Islam wins, it's the end of human civilization.
I wasn't truthful with you. I've got one more question for you. We've got two known Muslims in our Congress.
I know.
That can't be good.
And they swore, one of them swore on the
Quran
in the Congress.
Right.
They can never, ever be loyal. It's impossible. That's, and this is a tragedy. They swore on the Quran. And the Quran is the nemesis of the American Constitution. So what did they swear on? Tell me.
Yeah.
It's simple. Again, I tell you, it's simple. It's not complicated.
This, folks, has been, in my view, one of the most critical interviews that we've done with respect to the current geopolitical situation and Islam as a whole. IQ, we've basically reached the end of our program. I just want to say thank you so very much for all you've done. We've just got some house cleaning left up to do, and then we're out. But thank you for your gift, a gracious gift of time.
Thank you for having me, and I would love it if you send me emails or tell me what the reaction has been for this interview. I'll be grateful.
There, okay, we will do so. So, folks, send your emails either to me or to IQ, or to us at the studio at HagmanHagman.com, or to directly to IQ. We'll get either way. We'll get them to IQ.
And I need a link to that one. I need a link to this interview when you have time.
Yeah, in fact, you'll have that tomorrow. Our producer John will get that to you tomorrow.
God bless you.
God bless you, sir. You stay safe.
Bye.
Thank you, folks. That was IQ El Razuli. My goodness, and I mean this, we need to really let him know what a difference he is making. Do you realize that he is putting his life on the line? I mean, to speak this frankly about Islam. Now we see the fruits. We see bad intelligence, malicious intelligence. Remember me using that phrase, malicious intelligence? Do you remember? This is a couple of years ago now. That was a phrase used by my contact at DHS. I believe, Joe, that these, and some people are saying, why 50 Tomahawk missiles? Why? You know, the answer to that is to overwhelm the Russian air defense system that's being used by the Syrian army. They didn't need 50. A couple would do, but a couple couldn't get through the Russian air defense system employed by Syria.
Let me ask you this. Do you think this will be the only strike that we see? Or do you think there'll be more?
It's going to depend on cooler heads. I believe this. I've often said this, and how many times, folks, and you can go back and listen to what I've said.
I already know what you're going to say.
Say it.
Syria is the beginning to World War III. World War III will start in Syria.
That's right. Not Iran, not Iraq, not North Korea, but Syria. World War III will start in Syria. And I think that Donald Trump, and I do believe this explains why Steve Bannon was replaced or removed.
He wasn't
from the
he was in the meeting today.
Okay.
In the committee. He was removed from the
National Security
Committee. But he
correct.
Was the head of that. He was removed as the head of that.
He
was in the meeting today.
But to me, now it's starting to make sense. And you've got Jared Kushner in there. And you can start connecting the dots.
Yep.
Here we go. It's a party. Well, facetiously, I say that.
But see, this is going to be unacceptable to so many.
It's unacceptable to me.
Because there is no congressional approval.
That's
It's more of the same.
Monica missiles, did Billy Bob... No. Since when does congressional approval matter anymore?
Well, it's the law, but I guess it doesn't.
Okay.
It should.
I mean, for crying out loud, you had Clinton throwing Monica missiles. Remember those. You had Odingo. What was his name? Odingo. Obama. I'm kidding. Okay. But you had him selectively firing off rounds here and there. I mean, look at the entirety of the Middle East, and look at what IQ El Razuli was talking about with respect to the Arab Spring. That Arab Spring moniker was because of, that was self-named and pushed by the media. But folks, listen to me. Remember us saying, the road is going to be bumpy. I'm not surprised by this. Remember, I said 10 days, 2 weeks. Oh, and there's going to be more. There's going to be more. This is just the start. And I'm just going to say this because I'm angry at the Christians out there who have remained silent, because that's like a member of my family. I'd be angry at a member of my family if they would remain silent in the face of bad things happening to us. And I'm going to tell you right now, Christians to me are my family, and I'm angry at you for keeping silent. Those people, or even worse, you know, acting as God's personal prosecutor over those people attempting to tell the truth. That angers me. But, okay, aside from that, what's happening today, and I'm going to tell you right now, what is happening today, folks, this is the start. Now, do I think this is going to continue? Man, I'll tell you something. You got a couple of neocons in the administration who have the ear of Donald Trump. I hope to God, when I hit my knees tonight, I'm going to be praying that this is a one-off. It stops, and I hope there's communication. Where in the hell, okay, Chris Matthews and Rachel Madcow, okay, explain this now. We are fighting a proxy war against Russia. Explain this now. Seriously. Explain how Donald Trump, how Russia has influenced this. Explain this. I want to hear this explanation. I can't wait how they're going to twist this. Tingles Matthews and Mad Cow Butch Dyke, Maddow. This is a mistake built on lie after lie of the globalists. It is game on. It is the start of a new day. You got a bunch of numbskulls right now. You got neocons frothing at the mouth for war.
Yep.
Who love the sight of dead children.
John McCain.
It's a lie. It's a flippin' lie. You heard IQ. What in the hell did Assad have to gain? And you got Tillerson saying he's got to go. You got Nikki at the UN beating the war.
That's my big wonder, is why the change of pace, why the flip that we've seen not only from Trump but from the administration. And again, what did Assad have to gain? If you go back to the first segment, John and I talked at length about this latest Syrian gas attack. And the news is still reporting the 2013 attack as though Assad was guilty for that also, when it's come out that he wasn't. There has been no verification of anything that we've seen, no factual evidence that it came from Assad or his regime. We don't even know what kind of gas was used. There's been conflicting reports since the beginning. First it was chlorine-filled barrel bombs, now it's sarin gas, and there's all these videos of, yeah, and there's all these videos of people handling
Well, you did some great research today.
Without gloves, which sarin gas is a gas that seeps into your pores and is easily transferable even after somebody's laying dead from it. But you have these rescue workers who, if they had any medical knowledge, wouldn't be touching the victims, dead or alive, with their bare hands. There's videos out that raise questions, and those questions haven't been answered. So I think this is a premature action.
I think Trump went balls to the wall with this, and excuse me, if anyone's offended by this talk, okay,
We'll clarify what you mean.
I think he said, okay, we've got to nip this in the bud. Remember Barney Fife? You got to nip this in the bud. Do some bud nipping. I think President Donald Trump had to show that he was serious on this. Now,
however, he's going to be giving a statement tonight.
He better. But here's the deal, I think, okay? I think what we're seeing right now is the beginning of a long planned out globalist agenda. This has been planned by the globalists. And remember what I said. I go back to what my source at DHS told me. Very well connected, named Rosebud. And for those of you who thought that I was just listening to voices in my head, well, there you go. Okay, here we are. And I guarantee you, if this is not tempered, and if cooler heads don't prevail, yeah, we could be at a shooting war with Russia. We could see attacks. I mean, IQ even said, hey, attack on an air, you know, one of our ships. Who knows? This to me, folks, pray. Pray like you've never prayed before. Pray for peace because my goodness, all hell's about ready to break loose. And if you're not seeing what we're seeing, I don't know what to tell you. And if you're not prepared or getting prepared or thinking about preparing, well, you better move from thinking to be preparing. And anyone who says, well, this is all fear porn, doom porn, well, you can bite me. Because 50 tomahawks or 60 tomahawks beg to differ with your asshole opinion, asinine opinion. It just got real, didn't it? Done.
We'll see. Apparently, Trump's supposed to address, give an address on what, why he did what he did. And I don't know. Hopefully, this is the only missile launch with Syria we see. Again, it is disappointing because we need. It hasn't even been established that Assad did anything. And that's my biggest beef with this.
Well, what would he have to gain, seriously? What would he have to gain? Except for international condemnation, which he already had. They are frothing at the mouth like Hillary Clinton was frothing to get Gaddafi out. They, meaning Tillerson, Mickey D over there, what's his name?
And
McBuddy, you know. They're frothing at the mouth to get Assad out of there. And yeah, they're working in conjunction with Israel.
Missiles were launched from a warship in the Mediterranean. The Pentagon issued a statement saying they were confident no Russian forces were at the airfield. they're out there confident. They don't have 100% verification either.
Yeah, yeah.
Rand Paul has said, you know, must come to Congress for war approval. There's a whole list on Drudge of.
Can you imagine if we knocked out like a number of Russian advisors? How well do you think that's going to go over? Hey, Vlad, sorry about that. World War III is going to start in Syria. Perhaps it's already started. I've said this before. I'm going to reinforce it. And if you're not prepared spiritually, emotionally, physically, start. This is not fear. This is not doom. This is just matter of fact. You got a problem with that? Take it up with the 60 tomahawks that just were fired, 50 or 60. Watch Homeland or HagmanReport.com for updates. We may do some updates here during the night, or at the very least tomorrow.
That'll do it for us tonight. Until tomorrow, stay safe. God bless. Have a great evening.